So you eat an apple, and it's before you're about to wash, but before you want to wash, you have an apple. Now, the question is, you're going to wash, you're eventually going to bench. Do you need to make a separate brain of fashos, though, on the apple that you ate before you washed or not? Or can you just say, no, let the benching that you're going to make at the end of the meal cover the apple that you ate before you even washed? That's the question. Does the apple need a brain of fashos, or can you patter it with the benching at the end of the meal? So the Beis Yosef gives two opinions about this. The Rashba says, yes, absolutely, that first apple needs a brain of fashos, because that apple has no connection to the meal. You ate the apple before you washed. It has nothing to do with the meal. Therefore, of course, it needs its own brain of fashos. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rosh, though, seems to disagree, because the Rosh says, no, that things that are eaten before the meal, that their whole purpose is to be wet your appetite during the meal. They're bav garer hamshich the suda. They're come to wet your appetite. Those things are considered part of the meal, and therefore the first apple that you ate before you washed is part of the meal and does not get its own brain of fashos, because the benching of the meal takes care of it. Now, interesting, as a side note, there seems to be a Darke Moshe. There is a Darke Moshe that seems to understand the Rosh as agreeing to the Rashba, that the Rashba would, just like the Rashba says that you do need a brain of fashos on the apple, so too the Rosh would say you need a brain of fashos on the apple. But that Darke Moshe seems to be a little bit connected the Pashtus, and in fact the Yechaved Das and others say that Darke Moshe is must be, and Igris Moshe himself says that Darke Moshe must have a tos adafus, and therefore, simply put, there's a machlokas Rashba and the Rosh if you need to make a brain of fashos on that first apple. How do we paskin? So the Chai Adam says there's really a type of a pshara. Sounds like the Rosh, but it's really a pshara that seems to say that, well, look, it depends. Are you going to have another apple in the meal or not? If you're going to have another apple during the meal, so then the apple that you had before you washed is just whetting your appetite for the next apple that you're going to eat. And if that's the case, that first apple does have connection to the Su'udah. And therefore, the Birchas HaMazon that you're going to make at the Su'udah not only patters the apple that you ate in the meal, it also patters the apple that you ate before the meal. However, the Chai Adam says if you're not going to have any apple during the Su'udah, then it's Megale that the first apple that you ate before you washed has no connection to the Su'udah, and therefore you wouldn't need to make a brain of fashos on that first apple. Interestingly, the Nishmas Adam points out just a funny question. How come Shulchan Aruch and Ramah don't bring this halacha down that all we've been quoting so far is a Beis Yosef, a Chai Adam? This halacha is not in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? The Mishnah Berurah paskin is like this Chai Adam, that it depends if you have an apple during the meal or not. The Aruch HaShulchan similarly also says it depends if you have an apple during the meal or not. If you're going to have an apple during the meal, or if you're going to, then it's as long as you know that the first apple before the meal is just meant to whet your appetite for future foods during the meal, then you don't make a bracha achrona on that first apple. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says even the Rashba agrees to that, even though that's not the pashtus of the Rashba. Similarly, the Igris Moshe paskins that way, the Yechaved Das paskins this way, the Minchas Eliyahu and the Rav Yosef Ephraim and the Nitei Gavriel all paskin that it's preferable not to make a bracha on that first apple, because b'stama, that first apple that you ate before you washed, is just as a lead-in. It's just there to whet your appetite for future foods that you eat, for future eats foods that you eat during the meal, and therefore we're not get a bracha. In fact, the Nitei Gavriel says you should be very careful in Tu B'Shvat not to eat fruits before you wash, especially when Tu B'Shvat falls out on Shabbos. It's going to, because the whole point of eating that fruit, it's unclear. Is it to whet your appetite for later foots or not? You run into a big suffix brachas. Says in the Nitei Gavriel, better to eat your fruits for Tu B'Shvat during the meal. Interesting, there's a choveris called Halacha V'Alichos, which brings down in the name of Rabbi Ephraim Fischel Hershkovitz, the Dayan from Holland. He says that nowadays things are all different, because nowadays people don't understand why they're eating fruits before their meal. They don't really understand their body, they don't understand their palate, and therefore he says it's hard to argue that first fruits that you eat before you wash is just a Pesach, is just opening up your appetite for later on. And therefore, he says you should make a bracha, achrona, on that initial apple But that seems to be connected most of the poskim who would say you do not make a bracha. Last, final question. Let's say you eat an apple before the meal with the intent to have apples later on, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha achron on that first apple. But then you switch your mind and you say, no, I don't want you to change your mind. I'm not going to have any apples later on. Now what do you do? Do you make a bracha achron on that first apple or not? So the Sefer Seder Brachos, Parakei Sof Har Chaf Aleph, says his thoughts are is that he now wouldn't need a bracha achron on that first apple because you switched your mind. And now it shows that that first apple was not meant to whet your appetite during the meal because you didn't have any apples during the meal. However, Rav Elyashiv, brought down by Rav Pinchas Badner in his Sefer and Brachos, he says no. That since Kevin de Bishasha Birich Kodem Asuda, since when you made the bracha before the Suda, your intent was to patter the foods during the Suda, so the Yeshram Shaychas Asuda, and that first apple was connected to the Suda, and we don't care that you switched your mind later on.